I didn't get myself properly put together today, vestment-wise, so I apologize for that. I got to tell you, don't expect much of a sermon today, but you know, I could say that every Sunday. Here we are, the first Sunday of Advent for the church year 2018 and 2019. We walked in to our chapel this morning and we noticed that something had changed. The paraments on the altar, the lectionary, and the pulpit were blue. We have the Advent wreath and candles with their banners hanging below them, speaking of the cardinal charities. We have not a Christmas tree, but a chrismon tree. And each and every ornament on that tree reminds us something about the Holy Christian faith, something about the Savior who is the ground and the basis of our faith. I see the ichthus, which is a symbol for Christ. It means fish. The letters there, Iota, Chi, Theta, Upicron, and an S, a sigma, are the initial letters of the phrase Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord. I see a baptismal shell, and I would imagine that somewhere on there is a chrismon representing Holy Communion. So yes, something has changed. We are in a new church year. The colors remind us of that. Annie Lee's jacket reminds us of that. She dressed for the season. We are in a new church year, the beginning of something, something that will continue through the Christmas season, which follows Advent, the Epiphany season, then into Lent, and the Easter season, the Pentecost season. Something begins. And something will end as well. Every Christmas, I marvel that by God's grace, I have survived another year to see another celebration of the Nativity of our Lord. One of these days, I won't be marveling about that unless, when the Lord calls me to Himself. I will celebrate the Nativity in the presence of the Triune God. The same can be said of you, of each one of us. Some of us may not be here this time next year. Things come to an end. Our life in this world comes to an end. But what Jesus did for His people, what Jesus did for the world, what God did in sending forth His Son from the kingly throne, will never come to an end. I am speaking of the grace of God in Christ Jesus. I am speaking of the forgiveness that God bestows upon His people. I am speaking of the eternal life and the salvation which our Lord accomplished by dying on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. That never comes to an end. God's love for you never comes to an end. God forbid that someday you and I possibly could cease to love God, overcome by the wiles of the devil, by our sinful nature, by the allurements of a world that lives for now. But even so, God's love for us never comes to an end, and should we stray away, God will do everything He can to bring us back to our baptismal grace in Christ. Jesus enters Jerusalem in the gospel reading for the day on a colt on which no one had ever yet sat. The Lord rode into Jerusalem on the back of this colt, and the disciples threw their cloaks on the colt, and the people who were there to greet our Lord as He entered into Jerusalem prior to the final Passover spread their cloaks along the road as well. The whole multitude of His disciples, this just isn't the 12, it's those who believed in Him as God's appointed Christ, as a Savior. They began to rejoice. They began to praise God with a loud voice, saying, for all the mighty works of Jesus that they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Two parts of our liturgy are taken from those praises that they spoke. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord is part of the Sanctus, the holy, holy, holy Lord God of power and might. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and peace in heaven and glory on earth is an echo of the Gloria in Excelsis. Glory be to God on high and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men, which we drop for the seasons of Advent and Lent. The praise is due to the Lord our God, who has been so merciful to us in our wrongheadedness, our folly, the wicked things that we do will never run out, never run dry. I think I can safely extrapolate from myself to you that you have sinned since we were last together. I know I have. What do we deserve for that? You know the answer: God's wrath, His eternal condemnation. But instead, He gives us Jesus. We don't come to Jesus, Luther said. He comes to us. He comes to us humble, riding on the colt of a donkey. He comes to us as the one who willingly went to the cross to bear our sins away. He comes to us as the one who died and was raised again, as the one to whose death and resurrection we were united in our baptism. He comes to us in His body, in His blood, and in the preaching of the gospel. Jesus comes in our midst and draws us to Himself, draws our attention to Him, so that we can sing His praises, so that we can lift up our voices in song and thanksgiving, which liturgy helps us to do. So, in conclusion, here's a homework assignment for you. But you don't have to take it home with you, although you can. When we get to the Sanctus, holy, holy is the Lord, God of Sabaoth adored. Sing it with full gusto, with full ecstatic joy, because he comes to us, the Holy One of Israel, our Savior. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.